Okay, next presentation is by Stephen Harbord, as assessment of ammonia volatility from fall surface applied liquid dairy manure.
Thank you. Let me give you a little bit of background of why we were doing this study. We're trying to follow a systems approach to manure application, especially in the fall and the growth of corn. If we don't get manure applied early enough, we won't get a cover crop planted early enough, and so that the manure application in the fall is one of those gaps in the nutrient planning process that if you don't have a good cover crop on, much of the nitrogen that you're applying that is left over from the previous corn crop or you're applying in manure can be lost over winter. High levels of nitrates in the soil going in the fall will be very low every year as we come out of winter in the spring. This work was done by Katie Campbell Nelson. She was a graduate student in my program. We'll talk about the effects of ammonia loss. When we think about manure and dairy manure, basically 50% of the manure is in the ammonium form and 50% is organic nitrogen. It does vary a little bit, roughly speaking, 50% of each. And so, So when we apply manure to the surface, and if we don't have a cover crop established, in this case this was a spring application, and you see how the cover crop has not established very well the previous fall, and so when we're applying manure spring and fall, then we're going to lose some nitrogen. And so in our study, we were looking at cooler fall temperatures, do they have an impact in reducing ammonia volatility when we apply the manure? I'm not going to talk about the second one, where are we going to be able to retain more of it in the spring. I'm just going to talk about the loss through volatility. We use liquid dairy manure, 70% or more of water. About 16 liters per meter squared we applied. That's almost 7,000 gallons per acre. And we spread this in September 2, October 2, November 3, and December 2, trying to get a change in the environmental conditions throughout the fall to see whether our losses of ammonia from surface applied, not incorporated manure, would change over time. Was a randomized complete block experiment where we had a control plot which had no manure applied to it, and so we measured any ammonia potential losses there as well, and we found none. Our system was to take manure from a slurry store. This was the farmer with his bobcat and filling the containers, and then the ladies of my program did the rest of the work. We took samples of the manure at every application time, and as we progressed through the fall, the nitrogen content that we were applying, of course we didn't have the analysis back when we were applying these, was increasing slightly, as was the ammonia fraction. That will show that at least it wasn't decreasing, and that any loss reductions that we got weren't coming from less ammonia in the manure. We calibrated a little milk jug to put the manure on, and a couple of ideas we had of how do we do this so that we would get the best measurements. If we put it on in a zigzag pattern here, we would not get a uniform application. So we decided we would make these little cow pies large enough so that we could put the manure and then cover it with a a container over the top to measure the ammonia volatility. And what we actually used was these glass jars which had the bottom taken off. These were about 5 gallon, the carboy type jars, and we took the bottom off. And this is the setup at the base on top of the manure on the soil. Was a little tripod with a little canning jar with some acid in it. That was our trap for ammonia gas. We had a fan which would circulate the air so that we didn't have a stagnant environment. We had temperature monitoring inside with a thermistor and also a data logger to monitor the temperature. And we would put these on our manure applied areas and then use the shade cloth to try and cut down on any temperature heating from radiation. Notice here that this was in September before we had a cover crop planted, and that's Katie there. She's not feeling any cold temperatures at that time of the year. So we were doing this one sample of manure every month. We took our schedule was to do 8 days, 8 samples on day one of collecting ammonia. We would put the jar over the manure for 1 hour and then take it off. All of the other manured areas were fully exposed to the environment. So over time, the ones which were exposed and we sampled last had lost any ammonia that was there that we had collected at the start. And so we went 8 the first day. Day 2, we took 3 samples. Day 3, we took 2 samples. And then day 4 through 6, 1 sample each day. This was replicated 3 times. And this shows what we were dealing with in September, with a jar on top of a manured area, and in November when the cover crop had grown and then we were putting manure on the cover crop. The idea was that if farmers have difficulty in their timing because they late plant their corn or they use a longer season hybrid, that maybe they can plant a cover crop even at the same time as they harvest the corn or shortly thereafter, but don't have enough time to apply the manure. And so in this system we proposed looking at was that plant your cover crop and then maybe plant your manure, spread your manure later in the season, and to see in fact what would happen to your losses through volatility as opposed to being able to incorporate. We analyzed the acid with the ammonia collected into it on an instrument and reported as ammonium form of nitrogen per meter squared per hour that was lost. I only really have 2 data slides to keep this simple. This shows on the top in the orange, reddish orange, is the temperature. Now if you look at those temperatures in September, we're peaking out at very high temperatures. Now I don't know about global warming, but that September was very, very warm. To give you the idea, I remember Katie was out there in shorts. So temperature was much higher in September, reduced in October, reduced again in November, and was much lower in December. If we look at the ammonium loss from the manure, when the temperature is higher, the ammonia tends to be lost quicker. Give you the example here, more ammonia loss with higher temperature. Drops down, less ammonia loss. That would be overnight. Coming up again in the day, we're losing a little more ammonia. We get the same sort of trends here. When the temperature went up in the day here, we got more ammonia lost in this month. And even here in December. So what we're finding is that there is a relationship between temperature and loss of ammonia. Much more ammonia lost in September than in October, and also more than lost in November and December. If we look at it in terms of the average losses, this is just the first 8 hours. When temperatures are high, we're getting more ammonia loss. When temperatures drop down, the amount of ammonia lost in that first initial period, when most of the ammonia will be lost, is much lower as the temperature reduces. And so to think about that in terms of the data, we had a high correlation between total loss and average temperature, and we had a equally high relationship between the hourly temperature during the first 8 hours and the ammonia lost as well. So in conclusion, September, we had the greatest losses. December, the smallest losses and greatest retention. The cold temperature significantly reduced the volatility. And so this is a practice we think that we can use on farms, not only is the farms that are growing corn, but farmers who have pasture but collect some manure also wanted to know when is the best time to put it on the surface of a pasture. And so later in the fall rather than early or in the fall or in the summer is much better in terms of losses or reducing those losses of ammonia. Thank you. Soil pH there is around about 6.7, I think. It's fairly high.
Do you think that applying the manure later in the season, you'll conserve ammonium in it, but perhaps as the colder temperatures, the biological activity won't promote mineralization? Would you lose nitrogen that way, possibly?
What we find if we, well, certainly you won't get conversion of ammonium forms into nitrate when the temperature goes down. But having a cover crop there as well, which is reducing the amount of water in the soil or holding water in the soil, we hope, and this is where we need to follow up on this a little bit further, to be able to retain more of the nitrogen from by the cover crop growing as well. We know that if we don't plant a cover crop in September 1 in our environment where we are, we will get losses of nitrogen as we progress through the summer when we apply manure to it. And so we've got to have a well-established cover crop. And so the idea is if we, say for erosion control, our date is for September 15, but for nitrogen conservation, September 1, we need to be able to get that cover crop planted early enough so that it's there when we put the manure on, is the way I'd look at it. In this particular experiment with our little cow pies, they were so dense with manure, the cover crop didn't come through. In a normal situation, you wouldn't have solid massive manure, and so that's where we need to look at it again. Having a cover crop and then applying manure at different times to see how much the cover crop retains. There was another question here, and then I'll come back.
Yeah, just quick. I think I saw your change towards the winter of the decline in the volatilization. Is that also due to the due to the ammonia has been absorbed by soil? Because if you go like this, I don't want to tend to have another problem. When up there too late, you have a wet winter, and in the spring, you can have all the ammonia, the nitrogen go with the water.
Going off with the water, yes. And so I wouldn't advocate this on sloping hillsides. So it's for really soil which is going to be reduced in erosion potential, or if you've got a good cover crop, the cover crop itself will restrict some of that erosion potential as well. So it's still got to go into a system. This was just one part of the system that we're looking at. Let's quickly at the back.
Are you saying that cover crop reduced the ammonia volatilization?
No, we're not saying cover crop reduced the ammonia volatilization. The temperature re-